Hello and welcome back to the Product Biz Podcast. My name is Monica Little. I'm your host and I'm super excited to be launching this new episode after a 3-week short hiatus where I had just been knee deep in prepping and planning for the first ever Product Biz Academy members only in-person event, which was last week, Monday and Tuesday, and it went so freaking well. I've just been kind of on cloud nine after I recovered from the 2 days of just hearing the feedback from my members and being able to facilitate this experience for them and just embracing and having 20 incredible small business owners that flew from all over the country to Scottsdale, Arizona to hang out for 2 days and really dive into what is holding them back in their business. So before we dive into today's episode, which is going to be a good one because I just got off a Product Biz Academy coaching call, so I'm giving you a little bit behind the scenes of what we talk about in these calls. And today we talked about packaging and the marketing information that you need to have on your labels in order for your products to sell. So this is going to be an incredible episode, but I do want to first just give you a rundown of what happened at the Product Biz Academy members only event, what it is, how to get involved if you want to attend the next one, and just share with you a little bit about the experience. So when you enroll in Product Biz Academy. Product Biz Academy is my group coaching program where you learn how marketing and selling to grow your business. And that's what you learn how to do. You get a ton of free bonuses. You get a ton of content. There's a lot that goes into what you get in Product Biz Academy. And I have done my best to make this the best program for small business owners out there. And I truly believe that it is. And one of the bonuses that you get when you enroll in Product Biz Academy is a free ticket to the Product Biz Academy live members only event. Now, what this is a 2-day event that I host for my members only of my program, meaning if you're not part of Product Biz Academy, you don't get an invitation and you can't pay to get your way in, where we spend 2 days in this session. And this first event that I hosted was all about uncovering what's holding you back. Now, this is a free event that I host for my members, meaning that all you got to do is get your booty down here in terms of getting a flight, getting a hotel, getting a room with some of the other Product Biz Academy members, but the event, the food, the drinks, the venue, the materials was all covered by me. And one of the reasons that I do this, well, there's a couple reasons, but one of the reasons why I do this is because transformation really happens at these in-person events that are specifically created with a transformation in mind. And I knew that helping small business owners can become such a bigger mission and bigger vision when we all meet in person. And also so my members can get to know each other, meet each other, and just share the experience of running a small business with each other while we're all in a room together. And during these 2 days, what we really dived into was kind of, I want to call it metacognition, because that's what my friend Diana said when she heard what it was. It's understanding where your thoughts go when things get hard. It's understanding who you are when things get hard. It's understanding how you speak to yourself. And it's understanding, are these words and phrases that you are saying to yourself actually empowering you, or are they disempowering you? Because a lot of the times running a small business is literally hitting your head against the wall, doing the same thing over and over until it works. Now, the people who make the progress are the ones who can talk themselves out of this kind of debilitating experience of trying to overcome anything, any roadblocks, any hurdles to make it to that next level just by the fact of having perseverance. Now, a lot of people don't have perseverance because they get in their head. They believe they should be further. They believe that they're not good enough. They doubt themselves. They doubt their knowledge. They doubt if they have what it takes. They doubt so many things, that they're too young, that they're too old, that they're not smart enough, not good enough. I could name off a million things that are on a tape loop in our brains, which is actually what's holding us back. So I created a 2-day transformational experience to help my members uncover what's holding them back, assess how they are actually talking to each other, actually talking to themselves, and be able to overcome these roadblocks. And it was so awesome to hear some of the feedback afterwards, which I shared a clip on my Instagram with some testimonials that people shared of how they notice their limiting thoughts and their limiting beliefs, and how they notice now that there's nothing holding them back. And it was just these fears in their head, and that they've acknowledged the fears, they understand the fears, and now they know how to move past those fears. And that truly was my goal with this 2-day in-person event. And it went so well. It was just fantastic. I don't think there's one thing I would change. it was just good. And it was good to have everyone together in person. So that's a free ticket that you get when you enroll in Product Biz Academy to attend one of these events. And the feedback was so awesome that I will be hosting another one in 2025. My goal is to do 2 a year. We'll see when we get there. Right now, I think it's going to be 1 a year, even though I would love to do another one in August. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to put it out there and see what happens. But right now, the next one is probably going to be March of 2025. And when you enroll in Product Biz Academy, you get a ticket to join. And the fun thing is, when you're in Product Biz Academy, if you couldn't make the first one, well, you get a ticket to the next one. So you get that one ticket that you get to use to come whenever it fits your schedule. So when you enroll, that's one of the bonuses that you get. And if you're interested in learning more about Product Biz Academy, I have a wait list that you should be on the list because you get updates and notifications first, which you can sign up for the wait list at monicalittlecoaching.com/PBA waitlist. So that's a little bit of a recap I wanted to give you. And I'm just so thankful for the small business owners that came all the way out there that shared their experiences that were playing full out during those 2 days. And I'm just still on cloud 9 reflecting on it. So I'll stop because I can just go on for hours and hours and hours about how grateful I am and how amazing the event was, because that'll take away from the main point of today's podcast episode, which is to talk about the marketing principles, the main marketing components that you need on your product labels in order for them to sell. Now, why this topic is so interesting is for a couple of reasons. The first reason which led me to want to talk about this with my Product Biz Academy members is because a lot of people actually don't join Product Biz Academy because they feel like their products cannot sell online. And these are people who, example, maybe they sell candles and they think, I only can sell at markets because people need to smell and see my product in order for me to get the sale. And it's super interesting when I get feedback from people as to why they didn't join Product Biz Academy. And I hear this come up over and over and over. And then I also hear from my Product Biz Academy members, they're like, yeah, I can sell really easy in person. Let me talk to someone. Let me tell them about my products. And the sales come easy. But when I'm actually trying to sell online, it's like crickets and I don't hear anything and it's just not working. Now, what most people will automatically start to do is assume that because they only can sell in person or when they're talking to someone, they are unable and they're not getting traction online, that it's not possible for them. So what I want to tell you is it's not that it's not possible. It's just you don't have the right marketing information on your product labels or within your product photos. That's it. E-commerce and selling online is all about bringing that experience or those words or those conversations that you are having with people in person that are encouraging them to purchase and actually having them purchase and finding a way to portray that via words, photos, labels on a computer screen or a phone screen so people can get that same experience, that same knowledge, and still purchase even though you're not there. Now, this is the name of the game because if you're constantly selling at markets and that's the only way that you know how to make money in your business, well, that's not scalable. There is one of you and there's all these markets and you physically have to be there. You have to be selling. You have to be talking. And yes, sure, maybe you could hire people to do some for you, but essentially it's not scalable because a person has to be there. So you're trading time for sales, time for money. And when we talk about scaling, it's when you aren't necessarily involved and the money still comes. And that's what it means to sell online. Well, you've created an ecosystem that does the selling for you, that even if you're on vacation, orders are coming in. Even if you are with your kids spending the weekend away, orders are coming in. Even, and maybe when you are working on your business, orders are coming in. But scaling means that you can step away and the orders can still come in. And when you really scale is when that increases 1x, 2x, 3x, 4x, as you continue to grow with selling online. So one of the biggest hurdles here is just understanding what has to go on your package. And it's really interesting because what Product Biz Academy is all about is marketing and selling. And when I talk about marketing, I mean that every single word that you say should have the intention behind it of, is this going to draw people to my website, to my Etsy shop to purchase? That's how intentional marketing should be. And what that means is every single word that you put out there should have that intention. So what that means is every single Instagram post you put out there should not just be a random thought that comes to you and then you're like, oh my God, let me put this in the post. Should be intentional of how is this sentence, this paragraph, this post encouraging people to purchase today, right now? Every single word on your website should have that same intentionality. Every single word in the emails that you send should have that intentionality. And every single word on your packaging should have that intentionality. The biggest mistake that I see small business owners make is that they have a package, and let's talk about skincare, and all they put on that package is their brand name, the name of the product, directions, and ingredients. That is the absolute worst thing that you could do on any sort of package, because you're going to run into that issue that if you aren't there explaining the product, of course no one is going to buy, because all you have is ingredients and directions. And when I, as a customer, read ingredients and directions, I'm not inspired to purchase. You know what inspires people to purchase? The words that you use to convey the value, the uniqueness, the difference of your product. So I'm going to give you an example, because a lot of things, it's actually really interesting that I did a lot of things with my skincare business, plant-based beauty, without actually putting words to what I did. But now that I look back, I'm like, oh, well, duh, that's why it worked for me, because I had all this marketing copy in my product labels. And now that I can see that people struggle with it and I can compare it to what I did with my labels, I can kind of bridge the gap of, oh yeah, like there needs to be a couple more sentences actually describing your product and who it's for and why it's beneficial, rather than just the directions and ingredients. And then we expect people to be inspired by those very logistical, boring type of words. So I'm going to give you an example of my Healing Glow Facial Serum. So like I said, most people, name of the product, directions, ingredients. Now, what I did with plant-based beauty is I have name of the product, yes, Heal and Glow Facial Serum. That's one of my best-selling facial serums. So yeah, I had the name of the product right there. However, I had a little bit more details underneath it in terms of like the benefit, what it does, who's it for, something to give more context. And for me, it said, for soft, hydrated skin. Now, when someone sees Heal and Glow Facial Serum, they may not know what it is. You can kind of guess by the words that are within the name of the product. But then when they see for soft, hydrated skin, it's kind of like a mini tagline. They're like, oh, yes, my skin is really dry. I want soft, hydrated skin. My skin has a bunch of acne scars, so it's kind of bumpy. It's not super smooth. I want soft, hydrated skin. So now you've gotten their attention. Now, this is a serum, so it's a 2-ounce bottle, and when you start to flip it to the backside, which is what you want the person to do, you caught their attention, now you want them to read more. This is where most people have directions. Apply at nighttime, apply at morning, ingredients, blah, 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 which, like I said, is not going to inspire anyone to purchase. On the backside of my Healing Glow Facial Serum, what it says is intense hydration for instantly softer and smoother skin. Our overnight serum provides long-lasting moisture to heal damaged, dry skin so you wake up each morning with a glowing complexion. Then underneath I have directions, apply a generous layer to clean damp skin every night. Apply a thin layer to clean skin each morning and allow the serum to fully absorb before applying makeup. Ingredients, cold-pressed moringa seed oil, geranium essential oil, designation that they're both organic, and then my Instagram and my website. The point is that 2-sentence section that I had at the top, that is what would do the selling for me. Intense hydration for instantly softer and smoother skin. Our overnight serum provides long-lasting moisture to heal damaged dry skin so you wake up each morning with a glowing complexion. What I'm doing here is giving people more context on if this is a right fit for them. And where most people struggle is there's not enough information, so people don't know if it's a good fit for them. And if they don't know it's a good fit for them, that means it's not a good fit for them and they're not going to purchase. So we have to get crystal clear on what's the actual purpose, benefit, reason that this product exists. So when someone sees intense hydration, they're already saying, yep, I want that. Instantly softer and smoother skin, yep, sign me up. Long-lasting moisture, yep. Heals damaged dry skin, yep. So you wake up each morning with a glowing complexion, yes, that's what I want. Add it to my cart, either physically in a store or online. And this is what most people miss. It's this couple sentences. And here's what I want to tell you about these couple sentences. Is these couple sentences, I told my Product Based Academy members that when we were diving into this today, that these couple sentences probably went through 100 different iterations. Every single one of those words I specifically chose. I went into a specific level of detail. I went into some specific problems that people are experiencing and some specific transformations they will have from this product. I was very particular to go into a certain level of specificity, but not to have this like three paragraphs long. I was also very particular not to repeat many words. There's no repeat words within any of that other than the word skin. You can even see I had the words intense hydration and long-lasting moisture. They're kind of saying the same thing, but different. So depending on what one person is processing or what they want to hear, they're getting it in different variations. I'm also talking about the positive, instantly softer and smoother skin, and also the conditions that it heals, damaged and dry skin, which is the opposite. Soft, opposite is damaged. Smooth, opposite is dry. And I have a so you wake up each morning with a glowing complexion. One of the biggest and best things that you can learn in marketing is the skill of so that. And what that means is when you explain the benefit of a product, end with so that, which is going to force you to actually put in words of what the benefit is for that customer. So that you wake up each morning with a glowing complexion. And it resonates one layer deeper. So who knew that a simple product label with two sentences on it actually has so much intentionality behind it. One thing that I mentioned to my Product Based Academy members is when you are a small business owner, your main job is the marketer. You have to put your marketing hat on and you have to know every single word that you put out there. Like I mentioned at the beginning, is it bringing people towards you? Is it keeping people where they are? Or is it repelling people? And every single word should be bringing people towards you from the point of view thinking through it and having the intention behind it and analyzing it and saying, is this going to describe my product in a way that gets people to be inspired to purchase? Now, I'm going to give you a couple other examples because we went through some super fun audits while we were on the Product Based Academy coaching call. So I'm going to give some special shout outs to my amazing Product Based Academy members. One, which was super simple, was actually Little Buddha by Daisy. And this is so fun because these tweaks can be so subtle and can make such a big difference. Now, Daisy was asking, okay, I totally get that my label on the front should have more specifics. What should I do? And we were looking at her Breathe Body Butter. And her Breathe Body Butter at the top of the label, the front, says Breathe. Small batch, handmade, triple whipped body butter, all natural organic, which is great. This is a perfect place to start. And the question that I posed to Daisy was, okay, this one is called Breathe. What does that actually mean? And she said, it's a minty. It's like a very minty body butter, kind of like the minty stuff that, what was it called when we were kids that we would put on back in the day? Like the Vicks vapor rub, right? Like that minty tingly feeling. So when I see on the top, the front of a label, Breathe, small batch, handmade, triple with body butter, all natural, organic, Breathe isn't giving me enough to tell me what it actually is. So here's a great example when I recommend it to Daisy. I'm like, some of these words you could do without on the front of your label, like small batch, handmade. You don't need that at the front of your label. You can have that on the back of the label, which says handmade in small batches in Chattanooga, Tennessee, because Daisy's from Tennessee. Cool. You've just provided us with that wording in a place where maybe it makes more sense. It's not taking up the front, which is the front is the most important, and you have one shot to catch people's attention for them to then look at the back to read more. So when we said, okay, let's take out small batch handmade, now you can simply say Breathe, triple whipped and minty body butter. And you can take it one step further for aches and pains. Breathe, triple whipped minty body butter for aches and pains. How much more specific is that than Breathe, small batch handmade triple whipped body butter? So much more specific. And now it's going to intrigue someone to pick it up, look at it, and add it to their cart. So these are the very small nuanced marketing components, specificity, intentionality behind the words you use that can make a drastic difference. Because now customers are online or in stores are more likely to look at it. If they're going to buy it in stores and that store owner is going to ask you for a restock, if they are looking at it online and they get the gist of what this product is, they're going to add it to cart and you're making more money. Now, I want to give you one more example. This was a great one that we went in the Product-Based Academy call with Rachel from Urton Co. So she sells these amazing essential oil rollers that have beautiful blends inside of them that she has blended. Some of them have like 15, 16 different essential oils within them that she has curated and that she specifically sells to help people who are looking for ways to overcome certain issues. So for example, anxiety or stress or coughs or headaches. So these essential oil rollers are there to give an alternative to help you alleviate some of those symptoms. And when we were first looking at her product label during this Product Biz Academy call, at the front of one of her essential oil rollers, it says Urton Co. Tranquil, Calm and Relax. And that's all that it says. Now she has directions on the other side and ingredients on the other side. Like I said, this is what most people do, right? So imagine a roller that says Urton Co. Tranquil, Calm and Relax. You're getting some descriptive words, but you're still not getting an understanding of what this product fully is and what is it like and who is it for. So what we did is I answered some questions. This is what I love to do in the product-based academy calls. I like ask questions and I hear the words that you say and I let you talk for a little bit and then I like pick out certain words. I'm like, ooh, that's good, that's good, that's good. And then we come up with this awesome way to piece together something new. So as I was asking her questions, I'm like, okay, what is this Tranquil essential oil roller for? What does it actually smell like? Who needs this? What we came up with is right underneath the word Tranquil, where before she just said calm and relax, we came up with actual marketing copy that says, sweet and woodsy scent intended to reduce anxiety and stress so you can give yourself a moment to breathe. Wow. Doesn't that sound amazing? Just more detailed than calm and relax. And then above the word Tranquil, which is the name of this product, she just had her company name, Urton Co. And we added essential oil rollers with soft blends. So now people know what it is because there was nothing on this label on what it actually is. So we added that essential oil rollers with soft blends. And soft blends is something that she's playing with in terms of how she portrays her product from the discussion we had in this call. So I know it's kind of hard maybe to visualize what this is like as I'm speaking to you. I'm looking at the label and what we did during the call in front of me right now. But previously it said Urton Co., Tranquil, Calm and Relax. And that switched to Urton Co., essential oil rollers with soft blends. Tranquil, sweet and woodsy scent intended to reduce anxiety and stress so you can give yourself a moment to breathe. Now, if you imagine if you are a customer online or in a store, which one gives you more details and more context on if this is for you or if it's not for you? It's going to be the second one. And if it is for you, now you have the right context to actually pick it up and purchase it. So that's one of the things that we talked about today in the Product Biz Academy call, all about labels and packaging. A couple other things that I'll mention for you to consider, which I think is important for all small business owners. This was really about like the marketing words that you use on your labels and using them with the intentionality to get people one step closer to purchasing and the specificity that they need in order to make that decision. Now, the other thing that we talked about is also using up the retail space on your labels. Like as much space as you have available, use that valuable retail space to talk about your business and your products and to give that marketing information that people need. And also we talked about colors and really having bold colors, contrasting colors, colors that stand out. I think nowadays, especially if you look at companies like Poppy, which is the pop, I think it's like a prebiotic soda drink. I don't know. All I drink is water. So ask me what Poppy actually makes. I don't know, but people love it. It's those pop cans that have something in it. Something's inside of them. But those colors are like pink and orange and bright and they just stand out. And I think so many small business owners, because we print our own labels, what's easiest for us and most economical for us is a white background with some colors on top. And I chuckle because that's exactly what I did. Now, if you are serious about this business and you want to really take this business further, then it's about elevating your products. And right now, what elevating really means is like standout products. And some of that, my opinion, is having more bold colors on your labels. Instead of a white background with green font, flip it. Do a green background with a white font. And then have pops of color even there to highlight certain words so it's not all just green and white. I think this is really important as you elevate your business and as you stand out, because what happens is a lot of people don't do this work and then they wonder why the market is so saturated or why they don't get sales online or why other people are successful and they're struggling. And it truly is what you put in and what you do to stand out. And I find that packaging, colors, branding, the words you use, that can make or break you. And that's what we talk about today in Product Biz Academy in our coaching call. So in Product Biz Academy, we have 2 coaching calls per month where we get together as a little group on Zoom and we hang out. And today was all about labels and packaging. We also talked a little bit about like the unboxing experience, having your brand colors throughout the crinkle paper that you use, the marketing cards that you have printed, what should be on them, what they should look like. We went into this conversation too, and we also talked about labels, of course. And this is a call that I do where I teach, I share information, we do audits, everyone learns from each other. So it's great just for everyone to come in and see what others are getting recommendations on and how they're adjusting through their audits, because you obviously learn from that too. So it's a great group, super fun. We have 2 of these coaching calls per month, and we do all sorts of audits. Our previous one was brand audits. Then we're going to do photo audits. Then we're going to do Etsy audits. Then we're going to do Instagram audits. So it's a fun time. It's a good group to be in. And this is just one of the small pieces of Product Biz Academy that you get. So I hope this was helpful for you to uncover where you have room to grow in your labels. I think the main takeaways, if I were to summarize this conversation, would be add some marketing copy to your product labels to really sell your products. Add some color, add some descriptive words, add some specificity, and allow that to do the selling for you when you're not there. Because otherwise, yeah, you're going to have a hard time, right? And it's interesting with Rachel from Merton & Co. That's exactly what she said. She's like, I struggle so much selling these products when I'm not there, but when I'm there, it does great. And we looked at some of her previous labels and it would just say Tranquil on it. And it's like, yeah, when someone sees that, they're not going to know. And when they don't know, they don't buy. So this was a fun exercise for her. And it was good to just see, I think a little bit of a mind blown moment for her to be like, oh, okay, this is totally going to shift things and change things and see how it all came together for her. So I hope that was helpful. I hope you take a look at your labels with a fresh pair of eyes to see what else could you do? What else could you add? What else could you do differently? What could you do to stand out? And I also hope that you join the Product Biz Academy waitlist at monicalittlecoaching.com/PBA waitlist, because I really hope to see you one day inside PBA. It's a hell of a good time. At least I think so, but I know my members do too. Okay, cool. Well, this was just a very candid, casual conversation, and I thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you want to leave a review, cool. If you want to say hi on Instagram, cool. Otherwise, I hope to be recording another episode next week, but I'm playing this by ear, like I've said the last couple times. I'm debating what's happening with the podcast. So when I feel inspired, I'm here. When I'm bogged down with other stuff, I may not be here. So hopefully I will have a wave of inspiration that hits me so I can record for next week. But in the meantime, you know where to find me. And I will see you on the next episode on the Product Biz Podcast.